Welcome to Zikhu Daf Simban Member by Avram Golder, and today Masechas Makos Daf Beis, the first Perek Ketzad Eidim. I want to welcome all our new members who've joined us for this Masechta and wish everybody continued Hatzlach as we begin now the 25th Masechta in Shas. The Zikhu Masechas program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the opening Mishnah states, Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zomim. How do Eidim become Zomim? If Eidim testified that a Kohen is the son of a Grusha, divorcee, or a Chalutza, and so is a Chalal, a disqualified Kohen, and were found to be lying through Hazama, Ein Omim Yasezeh Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtav, we do not say, let this false witness be rendered a divorcee son or a chalutza son, meaning a chalal in his place, which is the ordinary punishment of Eidim Zomim, and lo karabayim. Rather, each receives 40 lashes. Similarly, if Eidim testified that someone is chai for galus, for inadvertently killing someone, and they were found Zomim, the witnesses are not liable to galus, but receive malchus. Eidim Zomim cannot be made chalal because the pasuk says, basisimo kasher zamam, and you shall do to him as he planned, implying lo v'lo lezaro, to him, but not to his offspring. And a chalal's children are also chalalim. Disqualifying him alone and not his children would not match his attempted plot. Eidim Zomim are not punished with galus because the pasuk says, Hu yanus el achas ha'arim, he shall flee to one of these cities of refuge, implying hu v'lo zomim, he, but not zomim. Point number two, Ula said, remez le'edim zomim in a Torah minayin. Where is there a hint to edim zomim in the Torah, meaning that they receive malchus where kasher zamam is impossible? The pasuk says, v'itztiku es ha'tzadik, v'hirshiu es ha'rasha v'ayayim bin ha'kos ha'rasha, and they exonerate the innocent one and convict the guilty one. Then it will be that the guilty one is liable to lashes. Now, just because one party in a dispute is found innocent, meaning exempt, and the other is found guilty, meaning chayev, does the guilty party receive malchus? Rather, the pasuk refers to false witnesses who caused an innocent person's conviction, and other witnesses came forward v'yitztiku atzadik demi'ikara and exonerate the one who was innocent originally, v'shavinu lahani rishayim, and establish these false witnesses as guilty ones. There, the guilty one is liable to lashes if kasher zamam cannot be administered. The Gemara asks why he did not say they received malchus for violating osana, you shall not bear false witness, and answers that it's a lam she'ein bo maisa, a prohibition which has no physical action, which does not ordinarily incur malchus. And point number three, a braisa lists four cases of Eidim Zomim who are not punished with kasher zamam, beginning with the two cases of our Mishnah. The third case is ve'ein mishalmin es a kofer, and they do not pay kofer when they falsely testify that someone's mu'ud animal killed a person. This braisa holds kufra kapara. Kofra is an atonement for the owner's negligence in allowing his mu'ud animal to kill someone. V'hani la b'nei kaparin hinu. And these Eidim Zomim are not subject to such atonement. And number four, ve'einim karim be'eved ivri, and they are not sold as an eved ivri for falsely testifying that someone should be sold as an eved ivri for stealing. Rav Hamnuna concluded that this applies whether the victim or the eidim have money, since the victim would not have been sold if he has money, but if neither has money, they are sold. Rava disagrees because the pasuk says a person is sold b'gneva so, for his theft, but not for his false testimony. Rabbi Akiva adds that Eidim Zomim do not pay based on their own confession, because he holds the Hazama punishment as kanas, a fine which does not pay based on his confession. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The opening Mishnah states, Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zomim. How do witnesses become Zomim? If Eidim testified that a Kohen is the son of a Grusha, divorcee, or a Chalutza, and so is a Chalal, a disqualified Kohen, and were found to be lying through Hazama, Ein Omim Yasezeh Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtav, we do not say, let this false witness be rendered a divorcee son or a chalutza son, meaning a chalal in his place, which is the ordinary punishment of Eidim Zomim, and lo karabayim. Rather, each receives 40 lashes. Similarly, if Eidim testified that someone is chai for galus, for inadvertently killing someone, and they were found Zomim, the witnesses are not liable to galus, but receive malchus. Eidim Zomim cannot be made chalal because the pasuk says, basisimo kasher zamam, and you shall do to him as he planned, implying lo v'lo lezaro, to him, but not to his offspring, and a chalal's children are also chalalim. Disqualifying him alone and not his children would not match his attempted plot. Eidim Zomim are not punished with galus because the pasuk says, Hu yanus el achas ha'arim, he shall flee to one of these cities of refuge, implying hu v'lo zomim, he, but not zomim. Point number two, Ula said, remez le'edim zomim in a Torah minayin. Where is there a hint to edim zomim in the Torah, meaning that they receive malchus where kasher zamam is impossible? The pasuk says, v'itztiku es ha'tzadik, v'hirshiu es ha'rasha v'ayayim bin ha'kos ha'rasha, and they exonerate the innocent one and convict the guilty one. Then it will be that the guilty one is liable to lashes. Now, just because one party in a dispute is found innocent, meaning exempt, and the other is found guilty, meaning chayiv, does the guilty party receive malchus? Rather, the pasuk refers to false witnesses who caused an innocent person's conviction, and other witnesses came forward v'yitzdiku atzot tzadik demi'ikara and exonerate the one who was innocent originally, m'shavinu lahani rishayim, and establish these false witnesses as guilty ones. There, the guilty one is liable to lashes if kasher zamam cannot be administered. The Gemara asks why he did not say they received malchus for violating osana, you shall not bear false witness, and answers that it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, a prohibition which has no physical action, which does not ordinarily incur malchus. And point number three, a braisa lists four cases of Eidim Zomim who are not punished with the kasher zamam, beginning with the two cases of our Mishnah. The third case is ve'ein mishalmin es a kofer, and they do not pay kofer when they falsely testify that someone's mu'ud animal killed a person. This braisa holds kufra kapara, kofer is an atonement for the owner's negligence in allowing his mu'ud animal to kill someone. V'hani la b'nei kaparin hinu, and these Eidim Zomim are not subject to such atonement. And number four, ve'einim karim be'eved ivri, and they are not sold as an eved ivri for falsely testifying that someone should be sold as an eved ivri for stealing. Rav Hamnuna concluded that this applies whether the victim or the eidim have money, since the victim would not have been sold if he has money, but if neither has money, they are sold. Rav disagrees because the pasuk says a person is sold begneva so, for his theft, but not for his false testimony. Rabbi Akiva adds that Eidim Zomim do not pay based on their own confession, because he holds the hazama punishment as kanas, a fine which does not pay based on his confession. All right, so now we get our siman daf beis, and our standard siman is a bias, a house. A house, so here goes. The house where the kohen who was falsely accused of being a ben gerusha by Eidim Zomim lived was on Hitzdiku etzat tzadik way, where Eidim Zomim who do not pay kofer nor are sold as an eved ivri are lashed. Once again, it's slow motion. The house, that must be on daf beis, bias, house. The house where the kohen who was falsely accused of being a ben gerusha by Eidim Zomim lived, which reminds us Eidim Zomim received malchus if they testify that someone was a ben gerusha. Eidim Zomim cannot be made chalom because the pasuk says, Vasisimo kasher zamam, and you shall do to him as he planned, implying lo below zaro to him, but not to his offspring. And the chalal's children are also chalalim. Disqualifying him alone and not his children would not match his attempted plot. Eidim Zomim are not punished with galus because the pasuk says disqualifying him alone and not his children would not match his attempted plot. So the house where the kohen was falsely accused of being a ben gerusha by Eidim Zomim lived was on Hitzdiku etzat tzadik way, which reminds us the source that Eidim Zomim received malchus when kasher zamam is impossible is from the pasuk v'hitzdiku etzat tzadik v'hirshuas harasha v'hayayim bin hakos harasha, and they exonerate the innocent one and convict the guilty one, then it will be that the guilty one is liable to lashes. So the house where the kohen who was falsely accused of being a ben gerusha by Eidim Zomim lived was on Hitzdiku etzat tzadik way, where Eidim Zomim who do not pay kofer nor are sold as an eved ivri are lashed. Which reminds us, the braisa brings other exceptions to kasher zamam. The Eidim do not pay kofer and are not sold as an eved ivri. So once again, the house where the kohen who was falsely accused of being a ben gerusha by Eidim Zomim lived was on Hitzdiku etzat tzadik way, where Eidim Zomim who do not pay kofer nor are sold as an eved ivri are lashed. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara, daf kuf yud. So the siman daf kuf yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. When the jealous wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key, that must be on daf kuf yud. When the jealous wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key was swallowed up by the earth, leaving behind donkeys with bags of leather keys, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ches Amun Aleph taught that Adas Korach, the congregation of Korach, has no share in Olam Haba. Reish Lakish says that Korach's incredible wealth led to his downfall. The leather keys alone to Korach's treasure houses were the load of 300 white mules. He had discovered a third of Yosef's vast wealth. So when the jealous wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key was swallowed up by the earth, leaving behind donkeys with bags of leather keys, people in the desert started to worry that they would not get Olam Haba, which reminds us the Gemara brings a Malchokas of the Dor HaMidbar have a share in Olam Haba. So when the jealous wealthy man who felt he deserved to receive a gold key was swallowed up by the earth, leaving behind donkeys with bags of leather keys, people in the desert started to worry that they would not get Olam Haba, until a member of the 10 lost tribes returned from Galus and assured them that they would, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas if the Aseres HaShvatim will return from Galus. Kuf Yud Alef, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Alef is a kayak. So here goes. The man in his kayak, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Alef. The man in his kayak going down the Nile questioning Hashem's ways on the treatment of the Yidden in Mitzrayim, which reminds us Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for being Maharir, Achamidos of Shalkosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem mourned the loss of the Avos. And Hashem mourned the loss of the Avos who never questioned him. So the man in his kayak going down the Nile questioning Hashem's ways on the treatment of the Yidden in Mitzrayim was near the Erech HaPaim bridge that was also for Rishayim, which reminds us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that his being Erech HaPaim is also for the Rishayim, which was definitely needed with the Meraglim. So the man in his kayak going down the Nile questioning Hashem's ways on the treatment of the Yidden in Mitzrayim was near the Erech HaPaim bridge that was also for Rishayim, when he saw an Ir Nidachas off in the distance where the four conditions were met, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Anshe Ir Nidachas Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, the residents of a city led astray to idolatry have no share in Olam Haba. They are only beheaded, meaning the execution specific to an Ir Nidachas, if four conditions are met. Number one, Madichel, those who led it astray are from that city. Number two, and from that Shevet. Number three, the majority of the city was led astray to idolatry. And number four, men led them astray, not women or children. A brisa adds that two men are required. If any of these requirements is lacking, each idol worshiper is killed as an individual with a skila. Each violator must have two edim and asra to be convicted, like standard din nefashos. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. When many batidim were set up in the city of Rubik's Cube enthusiasts, Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. When many Bati Din were set up in the city of Rubik's Cube's enthusiasts to determine if they were an Ir Nidachas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a three-way machlokas how to try idol worshippers in an Ir Nidachas. So, when many Bati Din were set up in the city of Rubik's Cube enthusiasts to determine if they were an Ir Nidachas, the tzaddikim in the city cried over the loss of their precious Rubik's Cubes, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon explains why the Torah says to destroy the property of innocent tzaddikim. Mi garm lehem sheyadur besocha, what caused them to reside in this idolatrous city? Mamonim, their money, lefichach, mamonim aved, therefore their money is destroyed. So when many Bati Din were set up in the city of Rubik's Cube enthusiasts to determine if they were an Ir Nidachas, the tzaddikim in the city cried over the loss of their precious Rubik's Cubes, while the animals designated for karbanas were being led off to die, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous Dav Darshan, Shalala v'lo Shalal Shamayim, the city's booty must be burned, but not the booty of heaven. This exempts numerous sanctified items from being destroyed, such as Hekdesh, Truma, and Maaseh Sheni. Our Braisa details the laws of several such items, beginning with Kadosh Mizbeach, Yamusu. Items sanctified for the Mizbeach, meaning Karbanos, must die. The Gemara asks that they should graze until they develop a mum and be sold, and the money should be used for voluntary Karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Zebach Rishayim Toeva. The sacrifice of the wicked isn't an abomination. Not only are the animals themselves disqualified as Karbanos, but even their monetary proceeds are disqualified for Karbanos. So the animals are indirectly killed. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The weather geek. Geek. That must be one Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Geek backwards. The weather geek who won the Key to Rain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi, which reminds us, Gemara relates how Yeshua's call for building Yericho was fulfilled and how it eventually led to Eliyahu withholding rain by obtaining its key. So the weather geek who won the Key to Rain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi was confused when his neighbor's dead son was resurrected and burst into a storm tracking room to announce that it was pouring outside, which reminds us that Eliyahu returned the key for rain to perform Tchiyas Amesim. He was told, Shalosh Maftecho Zelo Nimsur Lo Shaliach, three keys were not given over to an agent, Shal Chayev, Shal Gesham, Shal Tchiyas Amesim, the key of birth, of rain, and of resurrection. Yomu Shtayim B'Yad Talmud V'Achaz B'Yad HaRav? Should they say two keys are in the disciple's hand and one in the master's hand? Give back the key of rain and then take the key of Tchiyas HaMesim. Hashem then told Eliyahu to inform Achav that he would bring rain, ending the drought. So the weather geek who won the Key to Rain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi was confused when his neighbor's dead son was resurrected and burst into a storm tracking room to announce that it was pouring outside. Just as his monitor started to light up and show sunshine when a tzaddik baby was born in the hospital room next door, which reminds us that just after the Gemara tells what happens when a Rasha comes into the world and what happens when he leaves the world, it concludes, when a tzaddik comes to the world, Tova Bala Olam, goodness comes to the world. As the Pasuk says about Noach's birth, Zeyin Nachamenu Ma'aseinu Umitzvon Yadenu, this one will relieve us from our work and from the toil of our hands. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you learn why the property of a tzaddikim is destroyed in an Ir HaNidachas? That's on daf Kufiyot Beis. Good number two. Which stuff do you want that Aim Zomim get Malkus for testifying that someone is a Ben Grusha or Chayiv Galus? That's on Daf Beis and Malkus. Number three. Which stuff do you learn how when a tzaddik comes into the world, Tova comes into the world? That's on Daf Kufiyot Gimel. Good number four. Which Daf do Malkus on the meaning of Noach being a tzaddik in his generation? That's on Daf Kufches. Good number five. Which stuff in the backstory of how Eliyahu Navi got the key for Geshamim? That's on Daf Kufyot Gemol. Good number six. Which stuff do we Malkokas if the Dor HaMidbar gets Olam Haba? That's on Daf Kufyot. Good number seven. Which stuff do we have two other exceptions to Kasher Zamam? Edim Zomim do not pay kofer and they're not sold as an Eved Ivri. That's on Daf Beis and Makos. Good number eight. Which of the one Kush Baruch is an Erech HaPaim also for Roshayim? That's on Daf Kufiyot Av. Good number nine. Which Daf do you learn about Nachum Ish Gamzu and his miraculous dirt? That's on Daf Kuftes. Good. Number 10. Which of the one that the source that Aim Zomim received Makos when Kasher Zamam is impossible is from the Pasuk of Yitzdiku Atzatzadik V'Yashivus or Rasha? That's on Daf Beis and Makos. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.